This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Bihar government has announced free electricity up to 125 units from 1st of August. This will start reflecting in the bill from July itself. In a social media post, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar said that it will benefit a total of 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. The state government has also decided to install solar power plants on rooftops of domestic consumers with their consent or at nearby public places in next 3 years to provide benefits. Moreover, under the Kutir Jyoti Yojana, the state government will bear the entire cost and provide appropriate support in installing solar power plants for extremely poor families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to bringing a significant change in the lives of farmers, and the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana is another crucial step towards that goal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this will not only increase crop production in the districts that have been lagging in the agricultural sector, but also boost the income of our food providers. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved the Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana for a period of 6 years, beginning with 2025-26, to cover 100 districts. The scheme was announced as part of the budget proposals for 2025-26 to develop 100 districts under Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the scheme will be implemented through convergence of 36 existing schemes across 11 departments, other state schemes and local partnerships with the private sector. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has also announced that artificial intelligence training will be provided to 10 lakh citizens in the country free of cost, and priority will be given to village-level entrepreneurs. Mr. Vaishnav made this announcement in an event, CSC Divas, organized in New Delhi, celebrating 10 years of Digital India. The event marked a decade of transformative digital empowerment across the nation.
AI मिशन है अपना बहुत अच्छा. उस AI मिशन के तहत हम लोगों ने टारगेट लिया है, करीब 10 लाख लोगों को AI स्किल्स में तैयार करेंगे. उसमें 5.5 लाख VLEs अपने हैं. आप सबको सबसे पहले उसमें प्रेफरेंस दी जाएगी.
Highlighting the efforts and achievements of Common Service Centre, CSC workers, Mr. Vaishnav said that village-level entrepreneurs across the country have set a remarkable example by delivering the benefits of Digital India to every citizen. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards today in New Delhi. This event will felicitate the cleanest cities of urban India, recognizing the tireless efforts of cities driving the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban forward. This year, the awards will be presented across 4 categories, including Super Swachh League cities and Top 3 Clean Cities in 5 population categories. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry said a total of 78 awards will be presented this year. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions. Official sources confirmed that in view of heavy rainfall along Baltal and Pehelgam routes, the authorities have decided to suspend Amarnath Ji Yatra for today. No Yatra convoy has been allowed to move from the Jammu base camp towards Kashmir today. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the ongoing negotiations between India and the United States for a much-anticipated interim trade could be sealed soon. Mr. Trump said the talks are on track and the proposed deal could provide American companies greater access to the Indian market in line with the trade pact between the U.S. and Indonesia. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahi and South Interior Karnataka over the next 2 days. The IMD also said that strong surface winds are expected at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi and Lakshadweep today. India beat England by 4 wickets in Southampton to take 1-0 lead in the ODI series. Indian women won the first ODI of the 3-match series last night. Host England have set a target of 259 runs for India. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, England scored 258 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. India scored 262 for the loss of 6 wickets in 48.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.